Virtual Virtue, written by Feige, read by Opal Song. Fandom, The Untamed, or Montdao Zushi. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Nie Hoi Song, Nie Ming Tsui. Also tagged for incest, alternate universe, identity porn, brothers, sugar daddy, camboy, niecest, AU modern setting, sugar baby, art, photography, pining, so much pining. Reader's notes. I do not speak any of the Chinese languages. I am doing my best with the various names and titles that the brothers call each other. I am going off of what I hear in the show and off of a lovely, lovely pronunciation guide that someone has made, but I will get it wrong. I know already that I can't pronounce certain things exactly the way that they need to be pronounced to be appropriate for the language. So just be aware of that going in. I'm going to do my best, but yeah.
Tell me all your sweet, sweet little lies, all about the dark places you hide. Tell me all your problems, make them mine. Tell me all your sweet, sweet little lies. It's night fantasy, it's when I teleport again. I got a spare key, we can go and play pretend.
We can go and
yeah,
pretend,
we
yeah.
Can really transcend, oh. You and me in an empty room, they can't get in, only room for two. If you play your part and I play mine too, I'll never take my eyes off you.
Chapter 1. Nie Ming Tsui doesn't even know why he has a Tumblr. He's too fucking old for this shit. But ever since his company bought them out at rock-bottom price and rebooted the terms of service to let the porn and sex workers come back to play, the stocks have been rising and money's been pouring steadily in from ads. So it was clearly a very good suggestion of Hoi Song's. And Ming Tsui feels like he needs to keep his finger on the pulse of the business. Obviously, one fundamental part of understanding the brand is to use it, and have a few Tumblr accounts of his own. Yahoo's appalling choices were the kind of exercise in textbook bad business decisions that would give any CEO nightmares. And Nie Ming Tsui isn't about to let the Tsinghua Nie Corporation screw up like that. Not ever. Nor is he about to rely on other people's expertise in areas about which he can easily educate himself. So, he'd set up a couple of accounts and explored the site, and he'd read up on what went wrong before and discussed the financial projections with his tech and social media teams, and eventually concluded that there was every possibility that they could pick the company up for peanuts and turn it around. The users who fled Tumblr after the buyout haven't converged on one particular social media site. They're still willing to come back. And this time, Nie Ming Tsui's team have a strategy for ensuring that the content producers will feel safe, and the advertisers won't get too skittish about the nature of the content. It works. It works despite the many naysayers, and Tumblr's share value slides up and up and up and up. And Nie Ming Tsui enjoys the impressed mutters he hears from his peers in restaurants and at parties, and gets a reputation for prescience and uncanny understanding of the market. He feels a little guilty, since it's not like he does have a great deal of knowledge of social media beyond Weibo. Ironically enough, it was Nie Hoi Song's summer frittered away at art college in Paris that had caused him to suggest it. He's very much more aware of that kind of Western social media community than Mingtse or his peers. Which just goes to show that Mingtse was right to push him to do the sensible thing and study business, instead of carrying on with his pipe dreams about fine art. Nie Huaisang has a strategic mind. Whatever he might claim, Mingtse knows his little brother is going to surprise the old fossils on the board, who have him pigeonholed as too trivial and flighty. He might be easily distracted at times, and a trifle too fond of pretty things and gossip about celebrities, but he has a mind like a steel trap beneath all that fluff, and Nie Mingtse knows that Huaisang is going to do the family proud. So, despite professing no such interest in such things, Nie Mingtse has a Tumblr. Several, in fact. Obviously, some of them are for X-rated work, because it's only sensible to keep abreast of the various different demographics on the site, and Yahoo's terrible decisions had really underlined the fact that this is where the money is. It's all easy enough to access using a VPN. And obviously, since he's curating his own selections of X-rated works on such tumblers, it only makes sense that he'll tailor at least a few of them to his own personal proclivities. It's for work. It is, genuinely, his professional duty. If it's also thoroughly enjoyable, that's no different from buying the best coffee in order to always project the right image and impress one's clients, and feeling no shame about enjoying one's own morning cup. Huaisang is responsible for giving Nie Mingtse a taste for coffee, too. In fact, another penchant acquired overseas. So, it's for work. That's what he tells himself. Ironically enough, though, the first time he stumbles across Fanboy, it's actually on one of the art blogs. Well, one of the more risque art blogs. But still, this isn't Pornhub stuff or amateur hour. Fanboy's image is juxtaposed against the famous devilish Mapplethorpe nude with a bullwhip butt plug for a tail. And it's clearly a conscious echo of the composition. Leather chaps framing a bare arse, thighs slightly splayed, one foot resting on a chair shrouded in cloth, body contorted to peer right back at the camera while displaying the penetrated asshole to the audience. But it's like a mirror image and a photo negative. The leather chaps are bright, pristine white. The figure is leaning around to their left. And it's the right foot that's raised onto the shrouded chair. The wall behind him is pure midnight black, and the floorboards rough and pale, unpolished wood. More arrestingly, though, this figure is starkly beautiful in ways that Mapplethorpe simply was not. The buttocks are perfect, pale globes spread taut and inviting around a winking, jeweled butt plug, like some vast diamond prism fracturing the light into rainbows. And the left arm, instead of clutching at a bullwhip tail, is stretched up in the air, clutching at a bright white feathered fan like some burlesque fantasy, so it arches over his back like an angel's outstretched wing. The other holds its pair, and that fan is half furled, wrapping around his body from behind and half shrouding his face, so that only a tantalizing glimpse of youthful jawline and tousled ink-black hair hint at the shape behind. It's a gorgeous image in its own right, but the model, even half seen, is so precisely Nie Mingtse's preferred type that it makes his mouth go dry and his trousers suddenly grow tight in a way that shames him. He's at work. He really had been idly glancing through his blogs as a form of research during his lunch break, as he nibbled absentmindedly at the lunch his secretary had ordered in for him. He hadn't even been looking at any of the X-rated blogs, for fuck's sake. But this is a lot. And when he clicks through, it's clear that the blog it comes from, the artist's own blog, is dancing right along the line between art blog and porn blog. Photography student, he concludes, after some minutes paging shakily through image after image after image, all self-portraits apparently, in various states of undress and explicitness. His face is always hidden, often behind a fan. Even in the compositions where that device isn't used, there's always a fan present, even if it's lying on the floor, splayed wide or neatly folded. Nie Mingzue is noting these details and trying to convince himself that his interest is strictly artistic, because otherwise he's in immediate danger of unzipping his pants and jerking off at his desk right here in his office. He takes a very long drink of water and clicks follow, and then closes the tab with a trembling hand. This is not the time or place. He has meetings to plan for and memos to follow up. The images stay burned into his memory throughout the day. Nie Mingzue can exercise self-control. He waits until he's at home to return to the website. In fact, he waits until he's at home and has made himself dinner and has taken his time enjoying it and washed the dishes and poured himself 3 fingers of excellent scotch. And then, dry-mouthed, he returns to Fanboy's site and methodically works his way back through the timeline, saving photograph after glorious, painfully arousing photograph. He can't remember being more turned on in years. He has had actual sex without being as turned on as he currently is. It's as though this man, well, boy, really, because Nie Mingzue's type is decidedly twink. And even without seeing his face, it's clear that this guy isn't out of his 20s. God, Mingzue hopes he's in his 20s. Has a direct line to Nie Mingzue's id. The way each image balances strength and fragility, yielding and resistance. The way the compositions draw on ideas of both masculinity and femininity in the poses and accoutrements. Well, whatever it is that Fanboy has going on, it's really working for Nie Mingzue. He's particularly struck by an image in which the artist is completely covered, the only bare skin visible, his feet and hands, and the exposed nape of his bent neck viewed from behind, with everything else quite hidden beneath an antique-looking robe made of acres of silver-gray silk. There's something about the swirl and drape of the fabric, the kneeling posture, the bowed head, the electric tension in the arm held down at his side, fingers clasped white-knuckled around the tightly furled fan. Or perhaps the vulnerability of the exposed pink soles of his feet, or the curl of the clean little toes. Whatever it is, it's this most innocent of images that has Mingzue shakily unfastening his fly and sliding his hand inside of his clothes. God, he wants to do terrible things to this boy. He thumbs his way awkwardly, left-handedly, through photographs, heart pounding, and dwells on an image of a delicate pair of bound wrists, hands clenched into fists, and on another of the now-familiar naked body splayed on a half-wrecked bed, face and crotch both hidden by exquisite painted fans, one hand clenched in the bedsheet, back arched, the other clutching at the bedhead. There seems to be no particular rhyme or reason to which images hit him like a gut punch, but all of them are electrifyingly beautiful. Nie Mingzue comes in his tailored trousers in an embarrassingly short time. In the shattered aftermath, he stares blankly across at the wall, feeling very much like he's been hit by a truck, and desperate to know more about this boy. Fanboy is probably American. Certainly his distressingly brief bio suggests he's an English speaker. Artist, model, muse. But then, perhaps its brevity is because he isn't a native speaker? It is, Nie Mingzue ruefully acknowledges, absolutely ridiculous to be so very invested in hoping that he's somehow Chinese, or at least of Chinese extraction. It doesn't matter. After all, Nie Mingzue is never going to meet the boy, and will probably never even see his face. Black hair and fair skin, he could be from half the places on Earth. But Nie Mingzue really wants him to be Chinese. The fans feel Chinese, but then there have been Spanish fans, and ridiculous floofs of burlesque feathers, and batik ones, and cheap, brightly dyed sandalwood fans that tourists pick up in markets all over Southeast Asia. God, he's probably a fucking white boy. Which is absolutely fine, obviously, but Nie Ming Tui feels this odd sense of possessiveness. He wants Fanboy to be Chinese. He very carefully doesn't reflect on quite why that might be, or quite why this particular physique always gets his attention. Nie Ming Tui excels at compartmentalizing. He checks in on the blog at least once a day. Well, a lot more than once a day, in all honesty. Fanboy posts new photographs every Sunday night, and they keep right on being tailored to impulses Nie Ming Tui didn't even know he harbored. He uses high-definition versions of his favorite 8 photographs, and gets them blown up and professionally framed. They look like they came straight out of a gallery, all quite stunning and somehow perfectly treading the line between beauty and filth. Nie Ming Tui has 2 walls of his bedroom covered with sequences of Fanboy's art, and he laughs at himself helplessly, feeling reckless and weirdly exhilarated because this is fucking ridiculous. He's tumbling into a full-blown obsession here over some faceless boy from the internet, and he's a grown damn man with a business run, but God, he can't remember the last time he felt like this about someone. He wants to meet him. Which is creepy and predictable and completely pointless. Never going to happen, and it could only be a disappointment, but God, fucking hell. He wants to fall down at this boy's fucking feet and just worship every inch of him. He wants to bite bruises onto his sharp hips and tug the peak of his nipple with sharp teeth. He wants to learn the cadence of his voice when he comes and see how he squirms with a dick in him. Nie Ming Tui wants. And then one day, Fanboy sets up a Kickstarter. He's a fucking American. Nie Ming Tui just knows it. God damn it. Ming Tui clicks through immediately, scanning the page and wishing his English were more perfect. His English is very good, in fact, but he's clearly not a native speaker, and Ming Tui does hate to be imperfect at anything. Fanboy. And oh, how Ming Tui wishes he had a proper name. But perhaps Fanboy is still better than something irredeemably American, like Zach or Peter or Chris, is proposing to publish a coffee table book of his art. A big, gorgeous volume with glossy pages full of light and shadow and gleaming curves of flesh. The book will be printed in America, Nie Ming Tui reads grimly. Of course it will, because he's a fucking American. He needs sponsors. There are 5 tiers of support, all charmingly explained, with sets of rewards offered at each level. $15 buys an ebook and a credit in the book as a sponsor. $40 gets you a hard copy of the book, an ebook, and a credit in the book as a sponsor. $100 gets you the same, with the addition of 3 limited edition prints not to be found in the book or online. $250 gets you all of this along with a private cam session, a one-on-one interview with Fanboy. $500 gets you all of the above and handmade prints from a brand new photo shoot based around a theme of your specification. There is no limit to the number of backers allowed for the $15 or $40 rewards, and Nie Ming Tui is oddly pleased to see that, even though the Kickstarter has only been up 30 minutes, there are already dozens of sponsors at these levels. 4 of the 20 slots for third tier have already been taken, but nobody has taken any of the 4th or 5th tier slots yet. There are 10 slots available for the $250 tier and 5 for the $500 tier. Nie Ming Tui doesn't even have to think about it. Within minutes, he's bought all of the slots available for the top 2 tiers. Let the little people buy their own personal copies of the coffee table book, by all means. But if Fanboy needs a proper patron to support him, it will be Nie Ming Tui. The fact that this donation to the arts will buy him private cam sessions of some sort or other, and the chance to shape or inspire a new photo shoot. Ming Tui's hand is shaking as he slides the credit card back into his wallet. You must really like my photographs. Nie Ming Tui isn't entirely lost to common sense. He had used a newly minted burner email address and a circuitous and discreet method of payment. He would rather not give his mystery boy the chance to track down every detail of the Nie family fortune within a few minutes, use of search engine. Not that he's expecting to be blackmailed, but Ming Tui didn't get where he is in the world by being naive. So he's staring at a brand new purpose-built inbox for an email address only one person in all the world knows, and he's blushing like a fucking teenager. Jesus Christ, this is ridiculous. He swallows. There's a thin line between admirer and stalker, and Nie Ming Tui is aware that he's in danger of sliding over to the wrong side of that line, with any encouragement at all. Probably Fanboy is wondering who the hell he thinks he is, to make such an excessive gesture. He might even be angry that Ming Tui has denied so many other people the opportunity to connect with him. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I think you're a very talented artist. He types in English, and then deletes it. I get hard just looking at the delicate angle your wrist makes when it rests on your hip. He types. I love your long fingers and the curve of your shoulder. I love the sharp lines of you. Then hurriedly deletes that, too. You have a wonderful eye for composition. He tries. And that's fucking useless. Starchy and pretentious and flat. I've never wanted to fuck another human being more in my entire life. He types instead. Deletes. Groans. Yes. He types at last, helplessly, and hits send.